it's great and nothing's new. Nothing has its worth. Meet the real go-getter with the thrift store sweater.
Two stages on the line. We have Toby Francis, the star of Kinky Boots, is now playing Rob Gordon, the show's protagonist. High Fidelity is playing at the Hayes Theatre. And you might remember Nick Hornby wrote the novel in 1995. The film was in 2006, and then it went on to become a musical. And we're going to have a little chat about the production. Welcome to Stages, Toby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good to have you. So this is interesting because when it was written in the 90s, records were on the way out, and in a way they've turned around and become like retro. So it's interesting.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, how like with the rise of digital media, for some reason we just want more stuff.
We
just like having it.
Yeah. What a great character. The music has been written, original score by Tom Kitt. Can you talk about the music?
Because
it is all about that sort of old music and how is the writing of the score.
The question I get asked a lot is it all original music and what songs are in it? Because you would think that a show about a record store and guys who love, that it would be ripe for a jukebox musical. But what they did, and what Tom Kitt did very cleverly, was write these songs that are kind of in the style of iconic artists like Bruce Springsteen, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, through to like Ben Folds and Guns N' Roses and things like that, and sort of mimic those styles for each moment and create these new songs with really clever lyrics by Amanda Green. So it's just really fun. I remember hearing it for the first time because I was attached to a production about 4 years ago that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing it for the first time and just falling in love and thinking, this is incredible. Why don't I know about the show? And I didn't know about the show because it closed after 10 days on Broadway for myriad reasons. But it's really like...
Why?
It's just...
Anything particular?
There's a couple of theories. One of them is that it sort of came out at a time when a lot of movie musicals were coming out and it kind of got lost in the wash. But my main... My opinion on it is that it's not a Broadway stage show. It's like that's too big. Broadway is such a large venue.
Because it's like a grunge theater. Kind of backstore sort of story.
Yeah, exactly. Personal. And it's so intimate. Rob spends all the time talking and joking with the audience. And it is really a character piece. It's about these people in this record store and their lives and how much they love music. And when you listen to vinyl, even if you listen to it with friends, you don't sort of... sit in a large place to do it. You sit around a coffee table or sit in a lounge room, and the whole show has that vibe. So I think that's my main reason that you lost the people on a stage that big, but in somewhere like the Hayes, you get all the jokes and you're right there and it feels like Rob's talking to you and it feels like the audience has come to just have a chat.
And is it set now or is it set back, when it was sort of written in the 90s, or when is the time? What time is
we're setting it. It's never specifically spoken to in the script, but we're setting it at the end of 99.
Okay.
Which is fun because when we go out to buy costumes and things like that, all of that's coming back.
Yeah.
And I put on Rob's costume and a lot of my friends like to rib me at the start of the show and say, are you going to put your costume on or go on stage like that? Because that's pretty much what I wear.
What you wear. Perfect.
Yeah.
I think what I find with musicals is because of the music, there is this sort of added level of emotion that's told through the music. How do you have live music or is it, how is the music played?
Yeah, we've got a band. We've got a 5-piece band crammed into the band room of the Hayes Theatre. There's a very... I don't want to give anything away, but there's a wonderful reveal for them.
Yeah.
You do see them. They are right there on stage with us. And, I like to say that this show, when you watch movies about music or you read books about music, you kind of have to take their word for it for how much music matters to them. But with a musical, you can hear it and you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see how much the music, it's their whole life. And when they get to that point of where they need to sing, because that's the theory of musicals, is that you talk. So when you can't talk, you sing. Mm. And when singing isn't enough, you dance. and one of my favorite songs in the show is sung by Dash Croc, who plays Dick. Yeah. One of his songs is called It's No Problem, and it's the most modern thing I've ever heard, because his whole number is about 2.5 minutes about the anxiety that he feels about having to parlay a piece of information from Rob to Barry, but being like, it's no problem, I'll pass that on, I've got stuff to tell him, I'll tell him later, and, you know, it's not a big deal, I'm going to get that done for you. And he's to, normally it would be like, they're selling the farm, or everything's going to pieces, or I love this person, and I'm on the floor with anxiety and agony. But for Dick, it's this, it's a very first world problem to go, how do I have to have a conversation with someone. So yeah, really fun.
And so, and what is the core of it? Like, high fidelity being high quality sound and music, how does that relate to what, you know, the core of what's going on? So Heat Rob is, he owns a record store. It's not going so well. His girlfriend's left him. What is the core of it in relation to the title, High Fidelity? Like,
well, I think it's, I mean, obviously it's a pun on, fidelity,
yeah,
and being faithful. Is that Rob has spent his entire life, he's not a good person. And that's kind of the whole point,
yeah,
of the story, is that Rob is a guy who doesn't take responsibility for who he is. He has a white male entitlement that when the book was written probably wasn't as spoken about as it is now. So he blames the women in his life when they walk away, and for his problems, and he blames people around him for him being broken, and he points to little things and says, see, I'm fine, and why can't you just accept me for who I am? And he goes on this journey to realize that actually he is the problem, and he needs to take some responsibility and change his ways.
Mm.
And he's always, like, he sleeps around and does all those things, so that the relationship between that high-quality audio, the high fidelity that is printed so proudly across the front of a vinyl, and the high fidelity of a relationship. Is the pun, and is Rob's problem.
Mm. What has been the hardest part about putting this show on for you as a playing Rob, that character? It's all been too easy. No.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is I wish I could say that playing him was harder, so I could sound like a very important actor. But I also think I kind of would have been Rob if I hadn't got my stuff together when I was, much younger. I was definitely heading down a road where I would have been working in a record store and miserable my life. And I would love to work in a record store now, but I'm definitely happier. But
playing the guy, playing the record.
Yeah. I mean, the most tricky thing about this is that I'm producing this as well with Neil Gooding and Lauren Peters. And we balancing that has been a bit tricky some days, but it's been incredibly fun. Mm.
So you're Highway Run Productions?
Yeah, that's right. Highway Run Productions, and then Neil Gooding's company is Neil Gooding Productions.
In association with Hayes Theatre. Oh, yeah. Well, Toby, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'll play a little bit of It's No Problem, since you mentioned it.
Oh, great. Cute.
And Hayes Theatre there, Toby Francis, playing Rob Gordon. From High Fidelity. With your news first, cause my news isn't big. Just to tell him this woman's gonna sing. So I'll bring it up before a good news, bad news kind of thing.